Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
From the Evening Standard in London, I'm David Marsden, and this is The Leader. Through the magic of telly, Dua Lipa stepped out of a video and straight onto the stage in front of 4,000 real people at the O2 Arena, screaming like they'd just ripped off their face masks and gone to an actual night out for the first time in a year, which of course most of them had.
Thank you so much.
The Brit ceremony was part of the government's live events pilot scheme, where they're figuring out how to get things open again without everyone catching COVID-19. So there was a lot more riding on this one than who won Best Album, which was Dua Lipa. Again, she had a good night. The Evening Standard showbiz reporter Lizzie Edmonds was one of those there, and now she's here. Lizzie, what was it like?
It was actually reassuringly familiar. Back in normal times, inverted commas, it would be, you know, a lot of excitement on the run-up, and because the dome's so big and grand, and you walk in and, you know, there's the security and all that element, and then you kind of go up the stairs and you find your seat and it's all very exciting and there's just a lot of people around and there's a bit of a buzz in the air. So it was very much like that. And actually people have asked me today already, like, was it weird? Did you feel anxious about it? And I felt anxious about it up until we walked through the doors, and then it was kind of like just very familiar. And not having a mask on was actually quite familiar as well, in that you could just sit there with relative strangers, as it were, and to have no mask on, it didn't feel as weird as you would perhaps think that it should do after 14 months of it being, you know, that way. So it was just so wonderful to kind of have to have that element of my life back, because as a celebrity and entertainment journalist, obviously that used to be fairly common thing that I would do, you know, a couple of days a week. I'd be, not obviously the Brits doesn't happen twice a week, but you go to something like that, or you go to kind of an event or whatever, and that was my life, and that hasn't been part of my life for a while. So it was just so nice to be out the house of an evening with something live in front of you.
I mean, that's the whole point of being a showbiz journalist, isn't it? I started my career as a showbiz journalist, and I was furious when I got allegedly promoted to politics, because all I could get into was like the Conservative conference now, and I had to say goodbye to things like the Brits. But didn't you? Like you said, you know, people have asked you if you felt anxious at all. There were all kinds of things that you had to do before you went in, such as, you know, taking COVID tests and that kind of thing. Did that not add to a kind of nervousness around it, sort of pre-Brits?
Well, first of all, I mean, to go back to your earlier point, I've heard that some of the conferences, the political conferences, are as wild as the Brits after parties. So I don't know if it was wholly entirely different going from one to the other. But yes, well, it did. So everyone who went to the Brits last night was required to provide a in-person rapid test. So not one that you could do at home, but I guess because there's that more degree of certainty in that you're kind of watched over when you do it, so they can kind of be more certain that you haven't done it wrong or get a kind of void test. So normally it would be perhaps you'd go and buy yourself a new frock from Zara, but nowadays it's that you have to go to a lateral flow test, which is not quite as exciting. All of us can appreciate the feeling that if you've kind of not really done much, not really gone that far, not really left the house much, not seen people that aren't your immediate family for, you know, on that regular occasion, you know, even the idea for me to getting there was quite a kind of like, right, okay, you know, how do I get there and how do I plan it? And, you know, what if I'm late? I was quite anxious about it, not because I thought anything would go wrong, but just because I'm out of practice. But yeah, as soon as you get there, it was just so joyous to have, you know, to see all these people and listen to really, really loud music, you know, the music that you can kind of feel in your body, that no matter how hard you try or how up you turn your TV or your speakers, is not quite the same as, you know, the huge sound systems of the O2 Arena. So it was a real treat, and it was my favorite Brits for a while, and I have been to quite a few. And I mean, it might just be that I've not been at them for a while, so that was why. But no, it was great. It was a good laugh.
Yeah, there was some really good performances. Dua Lipa was genuinely fantastic, and all I could see was everything going on the television, but it looked like it was great and everyone was having a good time. I did think it was an odd choice though to start with, having sold themselves as a live music event, to start with a video of Coldplay. Sometimes I just can't take it. Sometimes I just can't take it. It isn't all right. I'm not gonna make it. How did that go down in the hall?
Yeah, look, I think it was a bit of a strange choice personally, because we've been watching awards, people who are interested in this sort of thing have been watching these ceremonies over Zoom for the past year. It kind of felt a bit like it was harking back to that. It was it was pre-recorded, not quite sure when, but it definitely wasn't, you know, it wasn't that they were standing there during the ceremony, even, like it was done way before, which was a bit, yeah, I don't think it was perhaps the best way to kind of kick off the first live music event. That would be one criticism that I would have of the night. I mean, I think the way to celebrate being back, it would have been perhaps to have a live performance, but then you don't know the logistics and what was happening. So I guess they probably just wanted to have Coldplay on the bill, and that was the easiest and safest way to do it. So it was good to have them, and it was a cool idea, a cool set, to have them with dancing holograms, and I bet awesome to play out there on the River Thames.
And the audience, a lot of the audience was made up of frontline workers, a lot of NHS staff in there, and Dua Lipa certainly recognised those people when she made that, as you always get at the Brits, some kind of political speech. She called for pay rises for our nurses.
What we should do is we should all give a massive, massive round of applause and give Boris a message that we all support a fair pay rise for our frontline.
The audience seemed to be quite loud at that point. Did it feel loud at the time, Lizzie?
It did. I mean, obviously over half the attendees were key workers, like you said, which was a really great touch. And I know several were interviewed. I interviewed a couple of days before, and they just said that it was fantastic. It was just a nice, it felt like they were appreciated, which has obviously been a political issue in recent months in regards to the pay rises, the very minimal pay rise that NHS workers will be getting. It just had a lovely atmosphere. I mean, Jack Whitehall, who hosted the evening, said at one point, I want to have key workers in the audience every year, because they just were really enjoying themselves and they were giving a lot of feedback. And obviously, as you said, Gia made her quite political speech too. Well, that one was her first one, was the main political one, but you know, she very much praised their work. And also Taylor Swift also thanked them in her acceptance speech when she picked up Icon Award.
I'm really, really proud to be a part of this musical community, especially in a year when we all needed music so much. But what we needed even more was the help and support that we got from the NHS and the key workers who are here tonight. Thank you for everything that you've done for us.
And there, obviously, the noise was huge then, because it was personal and it was specific to them. But it was good. The Brits often has a kind of public audience as well, but it was a lovely element to it. And it definitely kind of brought a bit of a buzz about the evening, because it was nowhere near full. But it was nice. It felt like there was atmosphere there, which is great.
Do you feel like we can then go back to normal? Would you do this again next week?
I would. I would go back again next week. Yeah, look, it wasn't particularly inconvenient. Obviously, you have to make time to go and have your lateral flow test. I went the day before, but you can do it. I mean, they come back within an hour. So technically, I guess you could have popped to have one on the way to the Brits, if because it would have come back in time. Didn't feel like particularly inconvenient to have that. And that was the only, you know, thing that felt marked different to a normal gig or normally attending the Brits. Obviously there was hand sanitizer everywhere. You were kind of encouraged, but it wasn't compulsory to wear your mask, which I think a lot of people are fairly used to kind of having a mask around or on them now. So yeah, it feels like a really positive step towards normality. And I guess the next stages will be just growing the numbers 4,000 is quite markedly down as to how many people would you normally go to the Brits, and obviously to go to a concert there is much, much less. But hopefully they can kind of ramp it up, and this is the start of normality coming back, which is just, I think, what everyone needs.
And that's The Leader. There's more on this in the newspaper and at standard.co.uk. We're back tomorrow at 4 p.m. Please hit follow to make sure you don't miss an episode.